So you said you tested 23 powders and pre-made shakes. How did you decide to test those products?
We worked with kind of a market research team within Consumer Reports to identify some of the best-selling protein powders and shakes available at a variety of different brands from places like Amazon or Walmart, but also kind of we also bought some of the shakes in person at health food stores or supermarkets. And then we took those, made sure that we got a couple different samples of each product that represented at least two to three different lots of the product, and then sent them off to the lab to be analyzed.
So people can go and check your reporting to see if their products were tested, but broadly, are there certain types of protein products that are more likely to have lead and other toxic metals in them?
Yeah. So generally speaking, plant-based protein products emerged as a point of concern. Like nearly all of the plant-based products we had elevated lead levels. The lead levels we found in plant-based protein products were on average 9 times the amount found in those made of like dairy proteins like whey, and twice as great as beef-based proteins. Mm. When it came to, I guess, the protein powders and shakes made with whey or dairy-based proteins, those generally had the lowest amounts of lead.
Okay.
But still, half of the products we tested had high enough levels of contamination that our experts advise against taking them daily.
Paris Martineau, investigative reporter for Consumer Reports. Thank you so much.